It's 9:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Xcel Energy is racing to approve several clean energy projects before federal tax credits expire. CPR's Ishan Takor explains.
Last week, Xcel Energy and Colorado agencies asked state utility regulators to fast-track bids for new wind, solar, and battery projects. That's because the recently signed budget reconciliation law eliminates billions of dollars in tax credits for wind and solar projects by 2027. New projects must be under construction by next July to qualify for the credits. Officials hope that if regulators move quickly, they can start building new clean power sources. Joseph Pereira is with the state's Office of the Utility Consumer Advocate.
There is money on the table to save ratepayers on their bills, but the timeline on those credits is very short, and so it requires action now.
The proposal is just one effort by Xcel Energy to meet spiking demand for electricity by 2030. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
There are 74 people hospitalized with COVID-19. That's a drop from last week, but most utilities that track it report increasing trends in wastewater data. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado Matters is coming up next, followed by On Point at 10 and Here and Now at 11. It's 9:06.